Hello and welcome to the podcast Planted Nearby Living Waters. Today we're talking thankfulness. When you remember what God has done, you become 1 in 10. The 1 in 10. Luke 17 verses 12 to 19. And as he entered into a certain village, there met him 10 men that were lepers, which stood afar off. And they lifted up their voices and said, Jesus, Master, have mercy on us. And when he saw them, he said to them, Go show yourselves to the priests. And it came to pass that as they went, they were cleansed. And one of them, when he saw that he was healed, turned back and with a loud voice glorified God and fell down on his face at his feet, giving him thanks. And he was a Samaritan. And Jesus answering said, Were not 10 cleansed? But where are the 9? There are not found that return to give glory to God, save this stranger. And he said to him, Arise, go thy way, your faith has made you whole. Recognize that God has saved you, delivered you, healed you. Thank you, Lord. Psalm 92, verse 1. It is a good thing to give thanks unto the Lord and to sing praises unto your name, O Most High. It is a good thing to give thanks unto God. Gratitude is a learnt attribute. At Christmas and at birthdays, I don't always, except I would like to, give my children a small amount of money to buy something as well. Because thoughtfulness and thankfulness can be taught. Helps them feel like they are part of the process of giving. In the same way, if they are given something, we teach them to be grateful, thanking the giver. When it comes to praise and worship is the entrance into his presence. Psalm 100, verse 4. Enter his gates with thanksgiving and his courts with praise. Give thanks to him and praise his name. Oh, praise God. I know that it is good to give thanks. What incredible miracles happened for God's people, rescuing them from slavery, delivering them from Egyptian oppression. Soon they forgot all the good things God had done. They were focused on the hard times they were going through. Be that minority that remembers what God has done in your life, that will keep you through a wilderness experience as you remember God. The reason Joshua and Caleb could believe that they were able to enter the promised land was that they remembered God over their circumstance. That was only a couple of people that believed, 2 of 12. You got the 1 of 10 and the 2 of 12 that believed and that worshipped. Jesus still heals today as he healed the 10 lepers. You can praise God before the miracle. And that way of praying is like really positive and it's really faith building. If you need healing, I would love to agree in prayer for a miracle. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Lord Jesus, I thank you that you are a healing God. And I thank you that if anyone needs healing today, I just believe with them that you will heal them in Jesus' name. Thank you, Lord. Amen. And if you're excited about Thanksgiving, excited about giving praise to God and entering his presence, I would love to pray a prayer as well for that. Thank you, Lord. Thank you for the gift of praise and worship and thanksgiving to you. I pray that whoever is hungry for more of you, Lord, and wants to enter your presence with thanksgiving, Lord, I just pray for your anointing and your blessing on that today. Thank you, Lord. Praise you, Jesus. If you have never given your life to Jesus before, there's a place for you in the family of God. John 3:16 says, "For God so loved the world that he gave his only Son, that whoever believes in him should not perish, but have eternal life." God isn't expecting you to be perfect before you go to Jesus. God demonstrates his love to us that of us being still sinners, Christ died for us. Romans 5:8. If you would like, I can pray, if you would like to pray a simple prayer along with me to proclaim Jesus as Lord of your life, if you would like, repeat after me. Jesus, I believe you are Lord. Thank you for dying on the cross for me. I turn from my ways and turn to you, Jesus. Thanks for complete forgiveness. I am a follower of Christ Jesus. Praise the Lord. Well, if you have prayed that prayer today, congratulations. And if you can find somewhere like a church, they're really encouraging to your faith. So we remember what God has done to be the 1 in 10. And we remember God in the face of difficulty. We remember to praise God. And we believe God over our circumstance. Thanks for listening.